Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The story of Zacchaeus is very familiar to all of you, I'm sure. Remember that he was the chief tax collector, despised by the people, and yet he was rich. He had power over the people, and yet he was so small of stature that he could not see over the crowd. We know him in the beginning of the story as a swindler, a charlatan, a crook, a traitor, and in general a corrupt, despisable little man. But by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard, he repented, and he was restored to his place as a member of the people of God. And you may not know, I did not know, that the Orthodox Church calls this man the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostle Zacchaeus. The holy, glorious, and all laudable apostle. Zacchaeus, in fact, as a saint and apostle, has a feast day. It's April 20th. And in early Christian writing, the apostolic constitutions identifies him as Bishop of Caesarea. And to top it off, his name, Zacchaeus, actually means pure or innocent. Hardly what he was when he started. Now the church has found something important in the story of this glorious and laudable apostle Zacchaeus. Not only because it names him an apostle of the 70, but because of this text. This very text is the first gospel that we hear in the season that precedes Lent. This is the Sunday of Zacchaeus. And in a sense, this Sunday begins what the church calls the Lenten Triodium. This is the guide of the worship of the church from now through Great Lent and Holy Week till the Saturday of Pascha. The church, you see, chose this gospel and this saint, Saint Zacchaeus, to be the example for us of true repentance, the goal of the season to come. Someone, in fact, has called Zacchaeus the poster child of repentance, for he shows us what true repentance is. He shows us the path that we are also called to follow in the weeks ahead. What is that path? Today, let's talk about just the beginning of this way of repentance. Zacchaeus, we are told, learned that Jesus was passing by. And importantly, the gospel writer says he sought to see Jesus. You may call it curiosity if you like, but this is the beginning of the repentance that Zacchaeus exemplifies. Repentance is a continual and constant revolution of one's life. It is a complete and total turning around that goes on for our entire lifetime. Zacchaeus shows what it is by his announcement at the end of Jesus' visit. He expresses a complete change of the orientation of his heart and his mind. an complete reorientation from the ways of evil to the will of God. Zacchaeus shows that when we repent, we no longer want to cooperate with sin. As the noted church father, St. Isaac the Syrian, teaches, in repentance, we turn from worldly passions to godly desires and pure intentions. But today, let's explore what produces this reorientation of one's life. For starters, again, Zacchaeus sought to see who Jesus was. What did he know about Jesus? Not much, perhaps. But seeing Jesus, getting to know who he was enough to begin the process of his turning around to God. Throughout the Gospels, it is seeing Jesus that turns people around. The shepherds who saw the infant Jesus lying in the manger. Nathanael saw Jesus and confessed him to be the Son of God. The Greeks who desired to see Jesus. The disciples on the road to Emmaus who saw the risen Christ in the Eucharistic breaking of bread. All these saw Jesus and were turned completely around to God. Jesus himself declared, "I am the light of the world. And again, whoever sees me has seen the Father who sent me." Zacchaeus did not realize it, but when he determined to see Jesus, to see who he was hoping to see the light of the world. He was wanting to see God incarnate, God in the flesh. And that is indeed what he saw. This is the beginning of Zacchaeus' repentance. And if we would follow the example of this saint of the church, it would be what we seek, and also what we present to the world around us. Think for a moment. Why are people attracted to the Orthodox Church? Why were we irresistibly drawn into the church or into active participation in the church? Was it the beauty of icons? The solemn grandeur of the liturgy? The continuity of holy tradition? And so forth? Let me emphasize that these things that we treasure so much as orthodoxy are not ends in themselves. They serve a divine purpose to bring to the world the salvation that comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and who he is. The icons reflect the beauty of Christ and his saints. The liturgy lifts us up into the heavenly realm where we feast with Christ as we receive his body and blood. The holy tradition proclaims and passes on and guards the gospel of Christ in its true meaning. In a sense, therefore, we gather here as followers of Zacchaeus because with him we seek to know in all that we say and do here in the Orthodox Church, we seek to know who Jesus Christ is. For ourselves, and we seek to bring others to see for themselves who he is. I believe that it is the encounter with Jesus Christ that leads people to repentance and faith. For in and through him, as our great high priest, we have salvation, the healing of our bodies and souls. And in him we are rescued from the bondage to sin and death and restored to communion with the living God, the Holy Trinity. For in a wonderful synergy of God's economy, when we seek to see Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ comes to wherever we are in life to see us and to call us by name and to say, make haste and come down. Come down from all your pretensions and obsessions and fixations, everything that carries you away from the life and peace and joy of communion with God. Come down so that I can stay in your house today. Come down so that you can abide in me as I abide in you. Come down so that you might participate through me in the life of the Holy Spirit. There's much more that can and will be said about repentance and the way of salvation in the coming weeks as we enter into the seasons of pre-Lent and Great Lent. But it is enough today to speak of the beginning of the Zacchaeus way of repentance. That beginning is to desire to see Jesus, the longing to get close enough to the Lord to see who he is. May God give us this desire of Zacchaeus today. And if he gives us this desire, may he also give us the virtue that Zacchaeus shows. What is that virtue of Zacchaeus? I would call it audacity. The virtue of audacity. Audacity is boldness that borders on impudence and insolence. Zacchaeus was so bold that he disregarded all decorum and all proper modesty and climbed up into a tree to achieve his goal. He shows what Jesus may have meant when he said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has advanced forcefully, and forceful men lay hold of it with faith. That is to say, when Jesus is passing by, when we have a chance to see him as he is, we should not let anything stand in our way. But we should seize the opportunity and go out to meet him just as the holy, glorious, and laudable apostle Zacchaeus did when he climbed up into that sycamore tree. And that, dear friends, will be the beginning of our repentance and turning to life and goodness of the living God. Christ is in our midst.